think I'll stay a while. Try to talk to you in my dream. You looked at me and smiled. Your smile said to me, I'll have to wait a while.
Back in 1953, we were riding high on victory. The Cold War's getting colder all the time. There's many ways to fight a war. It gets dirty more and more. The powers that be are thinking outside the lines. So the boys down at the CIA, getting curious one day, thinking of ways to get a leg up on the Reds. Through manipulation, experimentation, they thought they could save the nation by taking citizens and messing with their heads. Well, they rounded up some volunteers, but the volunteers had no idea they were about to be turned into laboratory rats. They were unwitting participants in the government experiments. They wouldn't be the same after that. They got those MK Ultra Blues, those MK Ultra Blues. Don't know what happens, guess we'll see when we give these soldiers LSD. Lock them in a room for a spell. Maybe they'll tell no lies. Maybe they'll be hypnotized. Or maybe they'll just think that they're in hell. But the thing about mind control is eventually takes its toll, can often have the opposite effect. People don't like to be misled, especially if it's by the feds. It's the type of thing that can make you lose respect. Well, sometimes subjects came real easy. In the door come old Ken Kesey, ready to see some universal truth. He was flying over the cuckoo's nest, taking the Kool-Aid acid test. I believe he was successful in his pursuit. Don't want those MK Ultra Blues, those MK Ultra Blues. Some people's minds were blown, other people's minds were shown that there's more to this here life than meets the eye. A peek behind the cosmic veil, visions from beyond the pale, a doorway to a different kind of life. So the drug they couldn't weaponize was a failure in some people's eyes, but was decidedly successful for some. But what the CIA could not predict, people trying to get their kicks, taking LSD just for fun. It's a lesson to the powers that be. Don't be messing with people's reality, making us forget who we are. Well, psychological manipulation is hard on a population. People can only be pushed so far. Don't want those MK Ultra Blues, those MK Ultra Blues. Oh, those MK Ultra Blues, those MK Ultra Blues.
Yeah. How many shrimps do you have to eat before you make your skin turn pink? Eat too much and you'll get sick. Shrimps are pretty rich. あいつらはピンク、動物園で思ったピンク、食べ物で、そうなんだ。実は私はタラコが大好き、プラスエビカニ食べよう。ピンク色になるの？だからみんな違う色、人間って勘違いしてるよね。 Black, white, green or blue, show off your natural hue. Flamingo, oh 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 oh.Your multicolor, that's cool too. You don't need to change. It's boring being the same. Flamingo, oh 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 oh. You're pretty either way. 鶴の尻尾下に向かって曲げたらフラミンゴ。意味不明だけど面白いでしょ。虹色に染まった世界。今日も地球のどこかでエビをむしゃむしゃ食べて。フラミンゴはピンク色に染まっていくぜ。 1, 2, 3 Black, white, green or blue, show off your natural hue. Flamingo, oh 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 oh. If you're multicolor, that's cool too. You don't need to changeIt's boring being the same. Flamingo, oh 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 oh. You're pretty either way. Flamingo. How many shrimps do you have to eat before you make your skin turn pink? Eat too much and you'll get sick. Shrimps are pretty richGreen or blue, show off your natural hue. Flamingo, oh 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 oh. If you're multicolor, that's cool too. You don't need to change. It's boring being the same. Flamingo, oh 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 oh. You're pretty either way. Flamingo, oh 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 oh.
Yeah. Hey everyone.
What's up, shawties?
To Diarrhea Disco.
Volume 3.
So today we have some best songs picked for you.
A very special episode.
So there's gonna be a lot of talking this one. Talking every two songs. So
it's
get ready for
because
that.
Because I showed my parents the recording of our last show, and they were like, "You don't talk enough." And they also said that I interrupted you too much, which is very valid.
Wow.
I think I'm aware. I'm well aware of my tendencies.
I'm glad.
So I'll work on it.
You should.
Thank you.
And so the prompt for the last two songs was the best song to speak in British to. And so I chose I Love It.
I love it.
I don't care. There's I love it.
A video of her, of Charlie XCX out there that you showed me.
It's a meme. It's her in Germany at a German music festival. And she is trying to hype up a really dead crowd. And it's really sad and it's really funny. And she's like, "Guys, I thought this song was big in Germany." And so whenever I listen to the song, I have to sing it in British. Because I'm like, it fits. But fun fact, not so fun fact, according to Angela. Because she says everyone knows this. But they're actually Swedish. They're not British.
That was so fun.
They sing. Is in Swedish, but in my mind it's British.
What a fun little tidbit.
I think it's pretty fun because I associate them being British, not Swedish.
No, it makes sense. It does.
And then Angela's pick was Flamingo by Cara Carbonito. And you're so right for that.
Yeah, because I feel like every time they speak or sing in their songs, their British accent, or whatever accent it is, it's very
British.
Prominent.
Yeah.
Like, you can't not notice it. It's so there. It takes up so much space.
It does. Every single time I listen to Cara Carbonito's song, especially because she has, like, a little rap part.
Yeah, all the songs. Like, let's go to the forest.
Like, jump, trampoline, fly to where you want to be.
No, exactly.
It's always British.
Yeah.
You're so right for that.
Thank you. And our next prompt is... What is it?
Is it...
Okay, well,
it's... Best song ever to dissociate to?
On a night walk, particularly.
So, yeah.
So, what song did you choose?
I chose Hey Big Eyes by Carolyn Polachek. I recently had a night walk moment, and this song came up, and I was like, it hit. It hit so diff. It hit, like, the production was so lush. Like, I was on, like, in the dark, alone, through the streets of Medford, and I was like, it hit.
Yeah, I think that was a good pick. I think the background on that one is really ethereal, and so it's just magnified when you're walking alone on a night in the suburbs, in the burbs, you know?
Yeah, speaking of Medford, you're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Good transition.
Thank you. But your pick?
My pick was, what was it? It was 2 Weeks by FKA Twigs, okay? And the reason I chose it is because it's like, I feel like whenever I go on night walks, I'm usually like there's a problem. Like, I'm spiraling. Like, I'm not okay. And so I always associate, like, actually, there have been several times where I've actually played this song on a night walk. In a funk, in a mood. That's why.
Awesome. So first, we're going to play 2 Weeks by Twigs.
Think about it, 'cause you're the only put you first. I can fucking say you want me. I say you live without it, unless you're the only one who instigates. Get your mouth open, your heart.
Late for nobody.
that was Hey Big Eyes by Carolyn Polachek.
Yeah. Fun little tidbit. Another fun little tidbit. Braden showed me the song a good while ago, and I was like, it's kind of weird. I don't know if I like it or not. And he's like, if I play it enough, I'm going to make you like it. And I think after hearing it just this last time, I think it's happening.
Oh my
god. It's really growing on me.
It's really good.
You know, like the vocals.
Once you get it, you get it.
The accompaniment. Not sure if that's really good. Actually.
The production.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's good. It's good. It's good. And it's very lush. Unconventional.
It's expansive. I love
Maybe not that far. I'm not that far into it, but
I love her delivery because, like, you know where she's going in the melody, but she like holds it. She like hesitates.
The tension.
And so she creates so much tension with the track. It's really good. So yeah, I really like it. Our next prompt is the best song to have a sneaky link to.
And does this have personal relevance to you?
It actually doesn't.
Actually,
I don't think it does because my pick is different.
Your pick?
My pick is Massive Attack, Teardrop. I feel like it has a nice groove to it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's the only reason why. I only chose it sonically because I feel like sonically would fit.
It would fit? Oh, like Teardrop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
I chose Make You Go by Duckworth. Also sonically, I feel like it just makes sense. And I think, you know, lyrically, it also makes sense. I don't think it has any personal connection to me either.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Look at this going for y'all. So first we have Angela's pick, Make You Go by Duckworth.
I bet the grass will grow, you know we didn't. If I hate it from the back, you know I grind it slow. I bet the grass will grow, for sure. Like the dough with some grown poke going down your neck weight is off, I won't attack. Should've known when you pulled up on my side of town. Let's go. I'ma make you go. About our thoughty ways, they may be so amazed. Yeah, 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 yeah. And curiosity will grow if them hoes try to slide. You can't be so surprised. You can't be giving all your besties to tea, cause they caressing it deep. They find their way to the knees like they confessing in scenes. But don't God, you the only one that slides. Make a home between your thighs, break the roof and touch the sky. I'ma make you go. I'ma make you go.
Thank you.
So that was Teardrop by Massive Attack. I feel like those picks were most, like, I don't know, out there for us.
Why were they out there?
I feel like Sneaky Link music isn't our normal music.
I mean, I feel like more so for you.
Yeah, definitely more so for me. Like, I definitely enjoy that song, but I had to, like, dig for it.
You had to dig for it.
I didn't have, like, an obvious answer that, like, came to mind with that prompt.
I feel like I listened to a lot of Sneaky Link music in high school. I don't know. Not that I was having many Sneaky Links in high school. No, 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 no. That was not the case.
What was going on in Livingston, New Jersey?
Thanks for disclosing my entire location to everyone out there.
You're welcome. To our whole...
Yeah, I don't actually live there. It's a bit that we like to...
15 listeners.
It's a bit that we like to... Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't know why. I think I just really tended towards that kind of music. Also... You know, I'm a product of my environment, and, you know, so-called Livingston, New Jersey was very much...
the hypothetical Livingston.
The hypothetical. We don't know if it exists or not, but Livingston, New Jersey was the kind of people in my high school would listen to a lot of...
Wake Up in the Sky.
If you all know the song Wake Up in the Sky, or, like, kind of R&B... rap,
like,
but, like, not good,
like, white, like, people R&B rap.
yeah, not good R&B, yeah. Not good,
like,
rap,
the rap and R&B that, like, white people listen to,
yeah,
to, like, make themselves feel hard,
like, not to name names, but, like, Travis Scott.
I mean, Angela here's a big fan of Travis Scott.
I don't know,
and she
about
wants
that
to clown herself that she isn't, but she is a big fan.
I think, well, I'll be honest here, I was at one point, again, when I was in so-called Livingston, New Jersey, but I think we've done some, a little bit of soul searching, a little bit of character development. We're different now, you know, we've grown, we've had a character arc. No Yosemite, no 5% tint anymore. I actually haven't listened to those songs since I don't know, since like a year or two ago.
Oh my God.
Maybe we should revive that. We'll do so on a different episode.
Yeah, maybe we'll have a Travis Scott episode.
Yeah, potentially.
A visit to Astroworld, maybe?
that's our next episode. Stay tuned. Yeah. Anyways, our
I think
next...
we have a fun little PSA, actually.
Oh, you're so right. Actually, sorry, before we move on to our next prompt, I'm going to do a quick little PSA. I think this one's kind of fun, honestly. It's about dry fruit. I personally love fruit. I can't really say the same for Brayden, yeah. But if you're looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you, try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A PSA from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio, 91.5 FM. Yeah, I love fruits. I really like that. I really enjoyed that PSA.
Good for you. I mean, I love fiber.
I feel like this PSA, like, could have come directly from my mother. She always says this kind of stuff. She's very much a health nut.
Shout out Angela's hypothetical mother.
My hypothetical mother in my hypothetical hometown. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Our next prompt.
You picked Radiohead.
Yeah, but...
So the prompt is best song to be a male manipulator to.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like Radiohead is, like, the perfect, like, the template band, along with, like, the Smiths, or,
like
Elliot Smith.
I feel like Pink Floyd.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people love Pink Floyd.
Yeah, but I, like, don't meet people here who like Pink Floyd. Where are the Pink Floyd fans?
Like, there's a lot of people that like Pink
here?
Floyd.
Here? I've not once... met anyone or stalked someone Spotify on at Tufts who
I don't get it.
You don't get Pink Floyd?
I to be honest, I've never listened to them.
Yeah,
really.
Don't what but, is it? What does that say? don't hate on. Don't knock it before you try it. Don't knock
yeah,
it before you try it.
Maybe I'll be a.
What is the term
Pink
for
Floyd?
Pink Floyd fans?
A Floyd head.
A Floydian.
A Pink Floydian.
I think I know like one of their songs. Wish You Were Here. I don't remember how it goes. yeah, I think back to our point that Radiohead and, you know, similar bands are very male manipulator,
I feel like I went a different genre of male manipulator.
Yeah, we need some variety. What'd you choose?
I chose Gretel by Alex G.
Yeah.
Alex G, definitely a male manipulator.
That's
music.
So fair. That's so fair.
Like, I feel like he, whereas Radiohead, the Pink Floyds of the world are in their own bubble.
Really?
Alex G is with, like, Neutral Milk Hotel. Like, that bubble of male manipulator.
I never saw the distinctions between, you know, I didn't see all these nuances.
Until I feel like your circle of the Radiohead Pink
my
Floyd.
My circle.
Because it's your pick.
Yeah,
is
yeah,
like
yeah.
The straight athlete male, like white male athlete male manipulator versus
Is Radiohead
mine.
White athlete?
Or I feel like it's more just kind of vanilla.
Yeah, that's
whereas
fair.
The Alex G Neutral Milk Hotel gang is like,
it's
will,
a bit more indie.
Yeah, will wear a tote bag and will paint their nails but still be a male manipulator.
We know someone like that.
Okay, so
we do
anyways,
but we won't get into the hairy stuff.
Here's Radiohead, Karma Police.
Oh,
So yeah, did we have a fun little male manipulator?
I think we did. Yeah. I can indulge in having the privileges of, you know, anyone from Radiohead, Alex G, etc.
Alex G's good.
Yeah.
I stand by Alex G.
Actually, yeah, I love me some Southern Sky.
I love me some House of Sugar.
I honestly like his first, or one of his earlier albums, the one with TV, like crabs. Oh, what's that one?
I see the album cover.
Yeah, it's like blue and green. And the text is pink. Yeah, whatever
it's
that.
It's race.
Oh my god, race. You're so smart. Yeah. Also, a little tidbit about Karma Police. I feel like I have a very long history with it.
Really?
Not always positive. The first time I, heard this song was when I was like 12, from my piano teacher. My piano teacher, he was like definitely not a very traditional guy. He would show me all these like jazz pieces, all these not alternative. They weren't of the time. All these different pieces. And he showed me Karma Police, and I thought it was the most hideous song ever. I was like, what are these sounds? Like why are they singing like that? Like, why doesn't it have, like, a traditional melody? Because I, at that point in my life, young impressionable me at 12, had only been listening to, like, what, Clarity?
You weren't ready.
I wasn't ready for it. I wasn't ready. I was so not ready, retrospectively. But I'm still glad that he showed me, because it was a very precious piece of cultural capital that I don't think anyone else would have shown me at that time. Like, not my immigrant parents, not my friends who are also in the same headspace as me. So I would like to thank my piano teacher for
introducing you to Radiohead.
For introducing me to Radio OK Computer, that album in particular, OK Computer.
A male manipulator?
In retrospect, now that you say it, he definitely was. Oh my God.
Wow. Perfect fit.
But he got married.
I mean, male manipulators end up with someone.
They win. They're the real winners here.
What can you do?
Yeah. What's our next prompt?
We're going to get a little homesick.
Yeah.
Because our next prompt is songs that remind us of home.
Yeah. Pretty basic, but I think it's very sweet. What did you choose?
I chose Scott McKenzie, San Francisco. Be sure to wear some flowers in your hair.
And why is that?
Because I'm from San Francisco, and I think it's, like, really kind of, like, an epitome of San Francisco. It's very, like, 60s, like, hippie culture movement.
The hate?
Yeah, run through the hate. But, yeah.
Very on the nose.
It's really on the nose. But I feel like since I come from such an interesting city, such an interesting place, I have songs that are on the nose.
Yeah, Braden's family was very generous and welcomed me and, two of my friends to his home for spring break. So I personally got to visit all the places he had been ranting and raving about the past school year.
And
you know what? He was right. He was... He didn't exaggerate any of it. It was good. We went to the Hate. We went to the Mission. Where else did we go?
Went to the beach.
We went to Ocean Beach. It was beautiful. But thank you, Braden's family. This song is dedicated to Janice and Cavain. Love them.
They're probably not listening.
You can send it to them. Tell them to tune in.
All right, what'd you pick?
Oh, yeah. I picked Only Child. There's like a double meaning to this. Because
you're an only child.
Okay, well, yeah. First, because I am an only child.
We can tell.
Thank you so much. I love when people tell me that. I think you're the only person who's... Actually, that's not true.
I feel like everyone has told you that.
I feel like the people in our suite tell me that. And
for a reason.
I'm very ambivalent about that.
Okay.
But that's okay. I'm aware of my personality traits. For that reason. And also because this is a song I listened to in my hometown a lot in, junior year?
In hypothetical Livingston.
In hypothetical Livingston, junior year. And I feel like every time I listen to it, I'm very much transported back into my parents' car where I'm driving me and my friends to school.
Get out of me car.
For those of y'all who aren't as insane as him, this is a reference
online.
Yeah, for it's those online. Of you who it's aren't old. As chronically online as Braden, would you like to explain the reference?
It was a Vine. I wasn't even chronically online for Vine. I'm just chronically online to get the references to them, and so I get them from that. But I wasn't an original Viner.
You weren't a firsthand.
So I'm not making these references from past experience. I'm making these references from other references.
Which kind of makes it more embarrassing, to be honest. But that's okay. We all have our little quirks.
That was
so backhanded. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay.
All right, let's get into it. Here is Only Child by Tierra Whack.